believe we did.
No. Weather boards?
What kind?
Weather boards?
Oh yeah, we had weather board all the time. That's what we covered the house with.
See, they were like this?
Yeah, well, that's right. That's the weather boarding.
Horizontal.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's weather boarding. That's what we painted, you know.
Mm-hmm. Is that still called weatherboarding?
They call it siding now.
Uh-huh. Strange how these terms change.
Yeah, you see, we went from weatherboarding to siding.
Mm-hmm.
And you go over the lumberyard now and call for weatherboarding, they would likely ask you, or I imagine some of them would know, they'd just go get the siding like we use now, you know.
Mm-hmm. I was working in the eastern part of the state, and over there frequently they used clapboards. They'd take a log about this long, and a fellow would pass through, but he'd be an expert at making clapboards.
Yeah, I've heard of that, but you know we never had them in this country.
Yeah, didn't have logs big enough.
No, no logs here. See, that where you have timber, you can do that, but there was no timber here. Besides that, you wouldn't want a cottonwood or an elm, it'd decay,
yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where they have good material, they could do that. Our material here was too poor.
Mm-hmm. What did you put up on top of your house?
Well, we covered it with shingles.
Uh-huh. And these went where?
The shingles?
Uh-huh.
They went where?
Where did they go in your house? Where did you put them?
Well, of course, the shingle went on over the rafters.
Uh-huh.
And then the sheeting.
Uh-huh.
And then the shingles. The shingles were the last. They were exposed to the weather.
Uh-huh. That was up on the roof?
The roof. That's right. Right on the roof. That was all that makes the roof.
Uh-huh.
The rafters. The sheeting and the shingles makes up the roof of any house.
Did you have anything at the edge of the roof that would carry off the water?
Surely. Always.
What did you call these?
Guttering.
Uh-huh.
Tin guttering. Carried into a cistern. That's the only place we had our water.
That's sure good water, isn't it?
No, that's the best. It's soft. It hasn't got this gyp and alkali in it.
Of course, at first you have to let drain off. But
oh, yeah.
From there on. What would you call it when you had a roof that came together like this?
Valley.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir, and that water would really pour down the valley.
Oh, boy. What buildings did you have outside your house around?
Well, we had the smokehouse.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you know, everybody then had to have the outbuilding, the toilet facilities.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any special word for that?
Yeah. You mean for the outbuilding, for the toilet?
For the toilet.
That was always called a privy.
Uh-huh.
P-R-I-V-Y.
Uh-huh.
That's right. That was the old word. And I think that's the proper word yet in some instances.
Uh-huh.
Although we never use it. We never have an occasion to.
Uh-huh. It's interesting how those terms change.
It surely is. Mm-hmm.
Was that ever called anything else?
Mm-hmm.
Widder Jones or?
Not in our community that I know of, no.
What other buildings did you have?
Well, of course, we had Milk House.
Uh-huh.
You know what the Milk House was, don't you?
Is that where you kept your butter and your...
Sure, out by the window, out by the well.
Uh-huh.
You see, and we had no refrigeration. And in order to keep our milk and butter cool, we'd go up by the well. If we had a windmill, most of us did, pump the cool water out of the well, and run it through in the milk house, we'd build a trough, and just let that cool water flow right through that trough out into the horse trough. And in that, you could put your milk and your butter and keep it cool all day, ready to eat at night. I did it all my life when I was a boy. Just kept our milk and butter out in the milk house, trough of water.
Does a pretty good job too, doesn't it?
Big job, but it was real delicious, good food. It wasn't as handy as refrigeration, but it was just as good. From my standpoint.
Mm-hmm. Well, what other buildings did you have out there?
You know, of course we had the barns and the chicken houses.
Uh-huh. Now, you say barns. Did you have more than one?
Oh, yes. We'd often have a cow barn, horse barn, and of course we had to keep our feed. Our harness, we had to have a shed for our harness. Often we'd use from 4 to 8 head of mules to farm with, and we had to have